Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please? The show starts in 10, 9, 8, 7, 6.
Hello, hello, hello. Good morning. Happy Motivate Make Money Monday. It is Cyber Monday. The Black Friday sales continue. I hope you all celebrated a very happy Small Business Saturday over the weekend also. And tomorrow is what? Giving Back Tuesday, right? But right now, today is Cyber Monday. Happy holiday. But most importantly, it's Happy Hanukkah. Happy holidays, and Christmas time is here. It's that time of year again. Thank you all for your love and support. I am Beth, a.k.a. B. True. This is pretty much like a test show since we've been on hiatus for another, like a month or so. And also, I broadcast on Thursday, a test show to make sure that my headphones were acting properly. And sadly to say, those particular headphones broke the cord. I have on another set of headphones, but I'm talking through my laptop mic because right before broadcast, you know how I'd love to do my mic tests and my sound checks, but it switched into my laptop mode. But again, happy holidays, and 2020 is knocking on the door as we plan to celebrate Christmas time and Kwanzaa. And right now we are celebrating Hanukkah. And I think it's so awesome that the first gentleman is also the first Jewish gentleman and had took the honor to celebrate the Jewish holiday on yesterday. And also the vice president shared her viewpoints regarding the importance of getting our vaccination shots and booster shots. So I'm trying to get into the studio right now because I'm doing everything from the laptop, no cell phone, no anything. And my Terry's on the call with us, so I don't know if he's going to say anything or not. Hello, a happy holidays to everybody or not. We appreciate you all and thank you for your prayers because, like all of you, it's been crazy, haven't it? But again, I'm stuff. I'm quite sure many of you are stuff. Big shout out to those that fed the homeless or those that are alone. Also, I remember back in the day, I used to love to volunteer given to the homeless with my late dear friend, my former classmate and friend, Anthony Latham, and at their restaurant in downtown Jackson, Mississippi, volunteering with people of all walks of life. And you'd be surprised who just don't want to eat alone or be alone, not just the homeless, sometimes just people that don't have family. Or aren't close to family or working. So it's just important for us to be thankful to have one another and to reach out to one another also. So there's a lot to talk about, but this is like I had a little technical difficulty, so my apologies for being a little late. I scheduled the show to be a 30-minute episode. There will be a show on Facebook, which would be like a test premiere show of Culture Shock Entertainment Reports on Facebook. I've been studying. Those of you that have been like, okay, when will she do this on Facebook Live? Finally today, I know for the past 2 weeks, I've been like rescheduling and rescheduling. But definitely we'll do it today. Culture Shock Entertainment Reports on Facebook. So you all definitely join in. Let's talk about the holiday season, the hot topics, the loss of independent rapper Young Dolph, praying for his killers to be captured and for this case to become solved, the solved case. And also in here in Jacktown, we lost one of our, when the killing, you know, the killings have been going on nonstop in Memphis, in Jackson, in Chicago, in other cities. Even violent crimes are spreading into the rural communities across America. So just how can we nip this in the, how can we stop this? How can we decrease this? Because the way it's going, it can happen to anybody. And even though some of us are in fear, it costs us not to do our part of trying to at least stop the violence, create programs, create more opportunities, create money-making opportunities, create a more of a positive, create more positive environments throughout our communities, our streets, our neighborhoods, our communities. If we're in a rural area, in a city, or in a village, on an island, I mean, it's all about world peace. It's not just America. It's all about the world, creating world peace. Violent crimes and killings to stopping the wars and at least trying to come to an agreement when we disagree on certain issues and topics. And like when a policing expert, my friend Juan Cloy, comes on the show, and definitely need to get him back on so we can discuss different things. Have a panel discussion here on the show. Have a panel discussion on Facebook, on YouTube, on just throughout social media and in person. It's very important. You remember Cousin Linda and I talked about this earlier this year. She asked me what was my solution. And she said, we've met enough. Shout out to our city council and to our mayor, though. They're making efforts and trying. They're having crime summits. But recently, as I was watching one of the crime forums on Facebook Live, I believe a young man said that one thing about it, it's good for us to have these crime summits, but the real criminals are not walking up in here attending these crime summits. So it takes all of us, and we got to pray, and we were praying, right? We all say that we're praying, but wow, I'm just speechless. But I want to make a shout out to YouTube for YouTube allowing the vloggers to dedicate their shows and their channels to solving the case of Young Dolph. And what I have noticed is that it is bringing awareness now. Now it's bringing awareness. Because so many, because these channels are creating an amazing support system for the fans and those that love Young Dolph like myself, but also for those that know, that maybe didn't even know who he was, but because they can relate to his wife, his mother, his family, to his friends, they can relate to what's going on. I've been listening to amazing channels like I Got Sauce, Ghetto DVD, and the whole cast of Ghetto DVD. I got to shout them out because they are running their channel 24/7, allowing people to call in and talk about Young Dolph, talk about other topics that we are experiencing. Just a couple hours ago, a widow called in discussing her experience of losing her husband 10 years ago. Losing her cousin a few years ago from in similar ways as Young Dolph. So many of us can relate to that. the day of Young Dolph killing, killings will happen here in Jacktown in Jackson, Mississippi. It's only a few hours away in middle of Memphis and in New Orleans and 6 hours from Dallas, 6 hours from Atlanta. The killings have not slacked up. I mean, even one of our local rap artists and a businessman here in Jacktown was murdered in front of one of his businesses. I think Wednesday night, like the night before Thanksgiving. I mean, people that do believe in their communities and open their businesses and create jobs in their neighborhoods and in their cities and cities that they love. That's crazy, you know, for things like this to happen. But big shout out to Kenny Stokes and our city council people, our chief, our newly elected sheriff, all law enforcement in the state of Mississippi, throughout the country, throughout the world. Big shout out to you all and a shout out to us within the community, because we private government sectors must come together, must meet head on, and we got to do something. It would be amazing if it would just stop, but we got to work on prevention, intervention, and also not letting criminals back out on the streets that are proven guilty of harsh, violent crimes. And also, for instance, when we talk with police expert Juan Cloy, the importance of getting the proper programs within the police departments, and also the importance of community police, and something that our police chief here speaks of, and the late Sheriff Vance spoke of community policing. A big shout out. I didn't even realize that Memphis Police Chief, whom is an African-American female, is new on the job. So a big shout out to she and her department also as they handle this case. And so many people are giving them props on how they're handling this case. So I told those that I network with on YouTube that I would reshare their channels and reshare so much, because that's something that that I've been talking about within the past month on Twitter, with this guy and others about a crime and what causes crime and who should be pointing the finger at who. You know, and so when you point a finger at somebody, but the one pink finger is always pointing back at you, right? So we're all responsible for what's going on. Because within the past month before Young Dolph, as this guy and I talk about Jackson, for instance, I mean, he was putting the blame on a lot, saying, well, you need to remember Frank Melton. And I happen to know our present mayor and our former mayors and the late mayors, and I knew Frank Melton, the late Honorable Frank Melton, and also the Honorable late Mayor Lumumba. I mean, they were concerned about crime, all the mayors. I think, what mayor is not concerned about crime? Even in the nice, sweet, quiet town I lived in north of Dallas, where homicides were rare, that police force, when they thought that even gang violence, when they seen just a little bit of graffiti somewhere, they would be like, no, we're nipping this in the bud. You know, we're nipping this in the bud because this is not getting ready to come to our nice retirement family town. Even where Ron Terry is from, you know, I mean, people are not going to take it from the rural areas and from the city. But getting those solutions and trying to work together, like I said, the private and government sectors, so important and not to turn crime into a political show, because the criminals, they could care less what party you belong to. Right. So we need to stop turning that into a political show. So a big shout out to No Labels also, whom I'm a member of. Nonpartisan group that's all about us working together. I didn't know because I like to write out my bullet points, but I knew this would be a commentary type show. And then I ran late. My Terry's on the call with me. And again, you and we thank you all for your prayers and your support. But I'm just speaking from the heart about certain situations. Let's see, have about 5 minutes. If anyone would like to call in, you can, because I am in the studio where I can answer the calls, because it's 5 minutes of live streaming. But I'm going to play a little Christmas tune. Beautiful, beautiful. That time of year again. Yes. Terry, you can say hello to the listeners. Okay, that's Terry. Finally, you guys hear his voice. Thank you all for your prayers, too, because it's been crazy. And we're sending prayers to all the worldwide listeners. He's saying, hey, hey, hey to all of you. This Omicron variant. Wow. If it's one variant after another, how many variants do we have? Variant B, 11529, was identified in November 2021 in Botswana and South Africa. One case had traveled to Hong Kong. One confirmed case was identified in Israel and a traveler returning from Malawi, along with two returned from South Africa and one from Madagascar. It is known to have dramatic genetic differences from other variants. Okay, as of November 27th, the variant has spread to Europe, in the UK, 2 in Germany, and at least 1 in Italy, according to health officials in their respective countries. Public health officials are studying the new variant, but its significance for the pandemic is not yet known. Preliminary evidence suggests an increased risk of reinfection with this variant as compared to other variants of concern. And that is from the World Health Organization on Friday, November the 26th. Now, here is an explanation from the doctor that discovered the Omicron. So next Sunday, when Susan London out on, we're going to go through each variant, including, and we will have more information on this Omicron. But you also listen to Boris Watkins as he talked about how there is a cryptocurrency with the same name, which is having a, is experiencing success because of the same name. Okay, this article is from CNBC. South African doctor first spotted the Omicron COVID variant explains the symptoms. Because, you know, we want to know these symptoms, right? COVID symptoms linked to the new Omicron variant have been described as extremely mild by the South African doctor who first raised alarm over the new strain. Dr. Angelique Coetzee told the BBC on Sunday that the patients seen so far have had extremely mild symptoms. The World Health Organization said it would take weeks to understand how the variant may affect diagnostics, therapeutics, and vaccines. COVID, my screen trying to, don't freeze up on me screen. Oh, it's not freezing up. COVID symptoms linked to this new variant called the Omicron variant have been described as extremely mild by the South African doctor who first raised the alarm over the new strain. Okay, I had to do that again. Okay. Dr. Angelique Coetzee, chair of the South African Medical Association, told the BBC on Sunday that she started to see patients around November the 18th presenting with unusual symptoms that differed slightly to those associated with the Delta variant, the most virulent strain of the virus to date and globally dominant. It actually started with a male patient who's around the age of 33, and he said to me that he's just been extremely tired for the past few days, and he got these body aches and pains with a bit of headache. Well, I hear people say that every day. The patient didn't have a sore throat, which is commonly known with COVID. The patient didn't have a sore throat, she said, but more of a scratchy throat, but no cough with loss of taste or smell. How many of us experienced that? That's crazy. Symptoms that have been associated with the previous strains of coronavirus. So this strain does not have, this is crazy. So they are mild symptoms. So we all need to be very mindful and concerning. Coetzee said she tested the male patient for COVID and he was positive, as was his family. And then she saw more patients that day presenting the same kinds of symptoms that differed from the Delta variant. This prompted her to raise the alarm with South Africa's Vaccine Advisory Committee, of which she is a member. And then I'm looking at a news report. So I'm going to reshare this article for those of you that have not seen this article. Omicron variant found on flights reveals gaps in COVID travel rules, DJ. Other patients, she said, had been so far with the common, seen so far with the common variant, and also experienced what she described as extremely mild symptoms. And she added that her colleagues had noted similar cases. What we are seeing clinically in South Africa, and remember, I'm at the epicenter of this where I am practicing. It is extremely mild for us. These cases are mild. We haven't admitted anyone. I've spoken to other colleagues of mine, and they give the same picture. So that's amazing. So it sounds like we probably can nip this in the bud. Investigations ongoing. The World Health Organization said it would take weeks to understand how the variant may affect diagnostic, therapeutics, and vaccines. COZY's initial observations are only based on a very small number of cases, and experts are worried about Omicron's large number of mutations. Preliminary evidence suggests that the strain has an increased risk of reinfection. Now, that's what's scary. The symptoms might be mild, but an increase of reinfection, and that's something that we all are concerned about with COVID, period. Being reinfected if we ever get it or a loved one get it. World Health Organization labels new COVID strain Omicron a variant of concern. So that's what it's called now. Citing possible higher reinfection risk. Earlier data suggests the variant is spreading in South Africa more rapidly than previous variants did, and that the variant known formerly as B.1.1.529 could be starting to trigger a new wave of infection. And that is according to the Financial Times. It could take a while to fully understand what specific symptoms, if any, are attributable to new Omicron variant on a wider scale. And COVID symptoms have changed since the virus first emerged in China in late 2019. And Terry and I was watching it when it was still in Wuhan. We was on it when it was just still there. The Alpha and Delta variants, first discovered in the UK and India, were seen to cause different symptoms, for example, with the latter causing more headaches, sore throat, runny nose, and fever. The US CDC has highlighted the variety of COVID symptoms that have been reported, noting that anyone can have mild to severe symptoms that may appear 2 to 14 days after exposure to the virus. The list of symptoms the CDC lists includes fever or chills, a cough, fatigue, shortness of breath, a difficulty breathing, muscle or body aches, headache, new loss of taste or smell, sore throat, congestion or a runny nose, nausea or vomiting, and diarrhea. Unnecessary panic. I mean, look, millions of people have died, so I don't think it's been any unnecessary panic, but let me go on and read this. A swath of countries has now temporarily banned travel from several southern African countries where the variant has been found, a move slammed as a knee-jerk draconian reaction by South Africa's health minister on Friday. Asked by the BBC's Andrew Marr where the countries like the U.S., U.K., Israel, and EU were panicking unnecessarily because he stressed that the Omicron variant had already likely spread to those countries. I think you already have it there in your country without even knowing it. So I would say at this stage, definitely 2 weeks on, maybe we would say something different, she added. Margaret Harris, spokesperson for the World Health Organization, told CNBC Monday that we have South Africa to thank for raising alarm over the new variant, which has already been found in the UK, France, Israel, Belgium, the Netherlands, Germany, Italy, Australia, Canada, and Hong Kong, but not in the US. So big shout out, because many of the top listeners, the top five countries are pretty much in that, other than the US, because the US is number one, but Canada is number two, Germany, Australia. But we're praying on this. The World Health Organization's Harris said the organization didn't like to see travel restrictions, but understood that countries needed to take precautions based on their own epidemiological situations and risk-based analysis of the current data. The UN Health Agency said on Monday that the Delta variant is still responsible for most of the current infections globally and is such was still its biggest concern. Over 99% of cases around the world are due to the Delta variant, and more deaths are occurring in the unvaccinated. The World Health Organization chief scientist Sonia Swaminathan told CNBC Squawk Box Asia on Monday, I love Squawk Box, I think that our priority while we wait to find out more about the Omicron variant, where the new restrictions and lockdowns might have to be introduced to counteract this new variant remain to be seen, if they. The big issue and the big uncertainty is how severe illness would be with this new variant. There are signs in South Africa that maybe the illness is less severe than with the Delta, but we don't really know if that is the case, and if it is, why this happening. Paul Hunter, professor of medicine of the Norwich School of Medicine at the University of East Anglia, told CNBC on Monday. Maybe that's because it's reinfecting people who have already got some degree of immunity. He added, if it is generally is causing mild disease, and if, as I suspect, the booster campaign will go a long way to still reduce hospitalizations and deaths. Hopefully we won't have to live under restrictions again. So the symptoms are mild, but the big concern is reinfection. So hopefully, prayerfully, a solution will come for that problem. So we will know more about the Omicron, and we will talk more on Facebook when we broadcast Cut the Shock Entertainment Reports on Facebook later on today. And also we will talk about more breaking news stories and the loss of some of my favorite entertainers and celebrity figures also in the business, entertainment, fashion world. But thank you all so much for your support and tuning in. Let's spread world peace. Let's pray. And I seen one headline, and it was from a reputable, before I start talking about the Omicron, I seen one headline where one country is banning travelers except beautiful women. And we got to talk about this one when we go on live on Facebook today. One country is banning travelers, but they're not banning beautiful women. Beautiful women can come. Wow. But you all, I really appreciate you. Appreciate if you're new or if you're a longtime listener of this Blog Talk Radio community. I thank you. We thank you. I thank you, Blog Talk Radio, also. I thank you from the likes of Zane, the erotica author and filmmaker, whom shows I used to love to listen to on Blog Talk Radio when it was new. And also Little Flip, Flyboy Radio, and Brian Cuban, Rant Revolution, Mark Cuban's brother, who also has a new novel out. So you all check with him and check out his new book. But Blog Talk Radio is an awesome community, and a big shout out to the Springer community and also Facebook. Terry and I, we're getting ready to have so much fun throughout Facebook and Instagram. And there is a new social media platform that I must mention before we conclude the show. And check out your spot, YOURE spot. Many of you are probably familiar with social media influencer Anthony Beast Mode. And he said he's leaving Facebook, but he's found a new spot, a new home with Your Spot. And so I created a profile on yesterday at Your Spot, and even chatted and talked with the founder. It's based in Iowa, and it is a platform that's all about freedom of speech. And everyone's welcome from all backgrounds. And to come and share your platform on that platform. Also, Your Spot. I like to do research and learn much about things. And I also like to be on the front end. Some things it's good to know about, like at the end. Some things it's good to know about right when things are being spearheaded. But I like to be a part of things that on the front end, and this seemed like an amazing platform. I reshared my posts from that platform on Twitter and Facebook and LinkedIn, And I think on my Tumblr blog, too. But before we go, again, a shout out to everybody that's taking advantage of Cyber Monday, from direct sellers, retailers, those everybody shopping, right? We're selling and buying, selling and buying. We're marketing. We're loving Marketplace. And Terry's marketing some things. We're marketing some things on Marketplace, and also the Avon. We'll be doing an Avon video on YouTube later today. It'll be my first time. So hoping not to get stage fright. So I'm going to share some things, and even doing the program later on today. So definitely. Okay. It ended. It was like a test show. It's time to pray now. I wanted to play one more Christmas song because I had another Christmas song. You making all kind of noises and sounds. People all around the world can hear you, Terry. That's why I'm like, go ahead and say something. Because people can hear you. Sounding like you in your man cave. People say where she changed her status to single. Terry on the call with her. The show over now, that's why I'm talking. Now you're snowing. Okay. It's time for Bible study now. I'm scheduling the next show for tomorrow morning. Oh. Top countries that listen, United States, Canada, Germany, India, and Australia. Okay, baby. Is that sound coming from your background or mine? The first is Wednesday.
Wait. discernment. I pray for the discernment that comes by the Holy Spirit. The discernment that comes by spending time with Jesus Christ in that place of prayer. Give us discernment. We are calling upon your name. Give us discernment that you will help us to discern what is of you, what is of the devil, and what is of the flesh. God Almighty, we know, Lord, that your reflection are to him, which is the works of the flesh. The works of the flesh is not the works of the devil. The works of the flesh is the works of the devil, and there is what called the works, the works of the Holy Spirit. A lot of times we don't understand the words of the difference. Lord God, I pray, help us to discern what is of you and what is not of you. Help us discern when you are speaking to us. Help us discern, Lord God, when we are under a battle, when we are under a spiritual battle. Help us to discern.
Oh, I don't know what's wrong with the video. Okay, you still there. The prayer video has paused or something. My screen got messed up. Coming back.
Let us shine bright, Lord God.
God, fill us. Fill me, God, with your spirit. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Fill us up, dear Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. God. Yes, Lord. We want you to be first in our lives, dear Lord. In the name of Jesus, help us, dear Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Give us discernment, sensitivity, a deeper walk with you, God. We praise you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. We thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Lord Jesus, I ask you that you forgive me of all my sins. Forgive me.
I let go.
I renounce my sins. And I ask you that you give me discernment. And that you give me a hunger, a passion. That you revive my soul. That you fill me with the Holy Spirit and power. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. And I want you to be the number one in my life. I want to make you first in everything that I do. Jesus, I cannot the person that you create me to be on my own, with my own power. Lord Jesus, I need the empowerment of the Holy Spirit. I need the grace of the Spirit. Fill me, empower me, and raise me at such a time as this. Jesus, strengthen me. I want to be a testimony. We want to be a testimony. I surrender everything to you. And I thank you. Revive my soul. Revive every area of my life. So that I can shine and I can bear fruit. They can glorify your name. Amen. And praise God. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. For your faithfulness. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God.
Praise God. Yeah. Huh? What? You pray. Can't you hear the prayer? Can't you hear the prayer? Praying. Can't you hear the prayer? Can you hear the prayer? Pray. When it comes to my headphones, y'all can hear better. You can hear better. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. You can hear it better when we come to my headphone again. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Bless this morning. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yeah. We pray for the blessing of the work of our hands. Yes, Lord. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, I hope you can hear that. I shall live and not die.